She's real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet. The wonders of the internet. Anyway, mahalo for being patient with us and having Tukaiona on. We're trying to make a change. I just don't understand the people of Hawaii. You want to change, but you stay with the same people. Where is the change? Iggy has been in politics here for 30 years. Is he going to change it? Wait and see. Just wait and see. The rail, folks, a lot of people are getting really disturbed about the rail. And according to what I heard, some of the rail people were shot at. People are losing their minds and getting upset about the rail. Well, folks, I can talk and talk and talk, and who's going to listen? A good example. Remember the boat that they had from Ever Beach to Aloha Towers? It failed. You know why it failed? People didn't ride it. What makes you think they're going to catch the rail? Back in the 70s, when I was on the neighborhood board for Ala Moana Kaka'ako, I was a board chairman, and we brought in a guy, a consultant from France, and he did the study. He came to us and said, rail will never work in Hawaii. Number one, the distance is too short. Number two, for every car you take off the freeway, another will take his place. So, for example, if you are on the rail and you look out the window and you see the freeway empty, would you catch the rail tomorrow? I don't think so. You know, and I don't know. All that money they're spending for the rail. Tons and tons of money. For that short distance. Does it make sense? Hello? And look at H3. How long did it take to build H3? What makes you think the rail is going to be faster? It's not. So, anyway, I can talk and talk and talk, but who will listen? The only time people listen is when they're falling out of the plane with no parachute. Then they realize, uh-oh, something is wrong. Well, anyway. I don't want to burst your bubble for people living out in Ever Beach and Kapolei area, but go check if it passed the EIS, the Environmental Impact Statement. Part of that is tsunami. Not tsunami coming from another country or someplace across the Pacific. Tsunami coming from Hawaii. If we should have a big earthquake like they had in Japan, the wave will move back and come right back in 5 minutes. Can you evacuate from Kapolei or Ever Beach in 5 minutes? Not even on a bicycle. You're not going to pedal that far in 5 minutes. And the tsunami will go as far as the freeway. So, it's not to scare anybody, but something to think about. Okay? So, you cannot come back and say, why didn't you say so? I wouldn't have bought out there. Well, that's why in the past, it was all sugarcane and pineapple. Because the sugarcane and pineapple, you don't have to have them move out of there and the tsunami's coming. So, people of before, long ago, had common sense. And they had care for the people. That's why they did not build homes out there. Anybody figure that out? Anyway. Oil, people are not checking the oils. We're finding a lot of people with low oil. You know, you have to check your oil. If you're running bad gas, and we have bad gas in Hawaii, highest octane is the Shell. And I think Dean checks the gas all the time, every week. And I don't know, he hasn't been calling in. So, Dean, if you're listening, we need a report from you on the gas octane. The reason octane is not high in Hawaii is because of gas mileage. The more the octane, the better your gas mileage. Now think, if you own Chevron, would you like the people to have higher gas mileage or lower gas mileage? Well, let's take the call we have on the line. Who do we have on the line?
We have Dean from Aina Haina.
Hi. Hello.
Speaking of the devil, huh?
Oh, yeah, the devil called.
Well, you know, first off, yeah, in answer to your question, the Shell is still the highest.
Okay,
On the premium, it's still the highest. But, you know, I hate to say this, after Tuesday night's election, it just proves to me that, you know, some people in Hawaii, they don't think. You know why? If they had voted Iona into office, we would have better quality gasoline. Why? The weights and measures guy would have been reinstated. We have a weights and measures guy. They're going to have to check the gas and report if it's under par or you know, up to snuff or all. We would have had it would have been the end of all this gas problem situation of poor octane.
No, but the people don't care, Dean, because yeah. The answer to that is, oh, no. My car is running fine with this bad gas.
I don't think so. I mean, you try have to, you know, any car today that's at least 2013 or 2014 manufactured, you try to put the label 87 gas. And when you're driving along, you wonder, hey, what this noise? Sound like a loose suspension or
they don't hear
knocking.
It. Dean, they don't hear it. They don't want to hear it.
Well, how can you not hear it though? When you're stuck in morning traffic, huh? And you gotta, you know, you're creeping at 20 miles per hour. How can you not hear it? The thing is, it would drive me nuts.
Mm-hmm. But not how then.
Especially
I see so many people that don't hear it. In fact, I went down to a dyno shop down in Waipahu. A dyno is a machine that measures horsepower and all that. And the guy was revving up a car on a dyno. And I was going crazy. I could hear the engine knocking to death. So I asked the guy there, don't you hear the engine knocking? You know what his answer was to me?
You probably never heard it.
He said, what's that?
Oh,
unbelievable.
He's supposed to be a mechanic and he doesn't know what engine mark is.
Nope.
Oh my God. Remind me not to use him.
You know, so I'm looking at that thinking, what the heck's up? He's running racing fuel, Dean. I don't know what racing fuel he was using, but it was knocking.
Yeah.
And he thought it was perfectly okay. So, my friend, Doug Thorley, told me a long time ago, don't bother with it. You cannot teach stupid smart. Okay.
Well, all I can say is for the next 4 years or so, we're going to have bad gas. That's all I know. Sorry to say.
Well, the mechanics love it, Dean, because it's more business.
Okay.
They love it.
Yeah.
So they're not going to make noise to tell people not to run that gas. They love it. So what can we say?
Exactly. Okay.
Okay?
Thanks, George.
Thanks for the report. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? The other thing is, the cause of global warming is oil, folks. If, and that's the biggest American word, if the world was to not use oil, or gasoline made from oil, the exhaust would be cleaner and would not eat up the oxygen level around the world. Exhaust coming out of gasoline cars eats oxygen. It's common sense. Henry Ford, when he first made a car, it ran on ethanol, 100% ethanol. It was clean. Go check out that Amazon.com and get that CD called Pump, the documentary. P-U-M-P. P-U-M-P. Pump, the documentary. And it goes, a husband and wife did that, the study from way back when Henry Ford made the first car all the way up to now. And all the corruption and stuff. And how the dumb human race is killing themselves and killing the world. It really is. I don't know, folks. Money cannot buy another world. Money cannot buy another life. Money is nothing. Saving the world is more important. Okay, so anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Ethanol, you can burn ethanol, folks. 100% pure ethanol. You can burn it in your living room, and there's no smoke, there's no choking, nothing. Nothing. But you cannot burn gasoline. You burn gasoline in your living room, everybody run out of the house. So, ethanol is clean. It's not bad. But there's so much bad propaganda about ethanol. It's because of the oil companies trying to protect their backside. They don't want ethanol to come on because then there'll be history. Okay? Ethanol is clean. It is the best fuel. I've been working with ethanol for years and years. In fact, in 94, when I ran for governor, that was part of my platform, was ethanol. So imagine if I had gotten in 94, we would have a cleaner fuel, cleaner state, and a healthier state. Most of your cancer-causing stuff is electricity, EMF. It's the biggest cause of cancer. So electric cars, anything electric causes cancer. Okay? So, anyway, I can only say, but people, they would rather go battery. So anyway, who do we have on the line?
Okay. You have Jim from Palolo.
Hi, Jim. Hello. Lost him. We lost Jim. Is he back calling again? Anyway.
We have Lana from IAEA.
Hi, Lana.
Hi. No, I said, this is me. Well, I hope he calls back. Well, anyway, I want to thank Duke and Alwyn, Mr. Ahu, and Sam Convaso, and Diju. They really put their foot forward. And I think they did well. I mean, maybe Cavasso because, you know, Schultz is anyway, vote for the Democrat is a vote for Obama. I tell everybody, but nobody listened to like you were.
No, no, nobody cares.
Yeah, no, I just, not, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you can say they don't, no, I think they just, I don't know. I don't know what's about. I don't know what's going to. What will it take to shake this island up? I tell you, it's getting terrible.
The only time people wake up is at funerals.
Hey, George, so I got to tell you something. You know, too, I'm sad. You know why? Over here, I was born Democrat strong, but let me tell you, I woke up. I know you Democrat, too, but you woke up, too. You really... You want to help the island. You love the people. You know, you want to do good. And you, you know, you do your own research and you have your evidence. It's just like me. I'm not just a fluke. Maybe I don't know how to speak better, but who cares? Well, I do sometimes. Hey, but you know what? I was looking some of the news, you know, the media when the election was coming on. And you know, it's sad. You know, the Republican Party is so weak. At mm-hmm. one time, they were so strong. And so, you know, Duke
they're part Democrat.
I beg your pardon?
They're part Democrat.
Yeah, they're sad. And they end up corrupt, too, and they all run around, all run away from the Republican Party, and then they go to the Democrats.
Oh, no, we got the lines full. We got to get going.
I know. But anyway, I want to congratulate those guys because they
Thank
are
you.
All smart guys. Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Lana.
We'll be right back with a short break. You're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nito.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, Rolling Bob, doing great here, you know, survived the election. A little disappointed, but like you said, you know, people get what they vote for, I guess. I mean, it's to the point now where I just can't be mad about it anymore. You know, I mean, what, you know, you get worked up for, and as a couple of my friends said the day after the election, they go, nothing changed in my life. And I said, well, wasn't that the point? So anyway, and you're right, the rail is what is it, like $750,000 over budget or something crazy like that already?
That's not all yet.
And, of course, they haven't finished the first segment.
That's right.
I tell you, George, we're in the wrong business. We got to get into that rail business.
Yeah.
But I didn't hear about that, people shooting at them. That's nuts.
Well, you know, Bob, the human race, when they lose it, they lose it. You know, when you're hitting on people's money, people's time, people's jobs, they get mad.
Oh, yeah. You're right. And then it's been, and you know, the more stress you add, the madder they get. And I know people snap, but.
Oh, yeah. Especially if the wife said, how come you never went to work early? How come you was late?
Right. Yep.
And the guy's going to blame that real guy's working up there.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
It's going to get worse, I tell you.
Anyway, it should get better, but. And we have such a low voter turnout. And all across the country,
it's high.
These places, they like turn around. You know, they go, hey, we don't like what's happening. You know what? We're voting the old guys out. Let's try to some new people.
Well, I don't know. Maybe the people of Hawaii feel that the voting system here is fixed.
Yeah. I was listening to some of the coverage. And, well, you know, there's always irregular, you know, things that happen. I don't know.
Well,
anyway,
the mistake they made, Bob, was they announced Ige as the winner on the first reading.
Right.
That's wrong already because they're telling the people, we have it fixed, so forget it. He won.
No, you're right. Yeah, because they were talking about that when they do this news coverage and at 6 o'clock they're already predicting. Well, we predict.
Yeah, predict.
There's no predicting.
No. They know.
Right. Well, anyway. Okay. Anyway, as always, take care of your car.
Okay.
Take care of your car, it'll take care of you. I'm choked up now. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Take it easy, Bob. Take it easy. Don't cry too much. Okay. Who do we have next on the phone?
Okay, you have Jim from Palolo.
Hi, Jim. Hello?
I was down at your repair shop. I was talking to, I guess, your son. And I was asking him if there's any ethanol around Kansas City, Missouri. And he went in the back office and said, they have E85.
Yes.
Can I use this E85 on a new and used car?
Sure.
Okay.
That's what I recommend to the people across the country, to put in at least 2 gallons of E85 and fill it up with premium and watch the gas mileage go.
What's a flex fuel car?
A flex fuel car can run either ethanol or gasoline.
So,
but it's not a good car.
Oh, okay.
It does not save fuel. It's a gas eater.
I heard that cold weather, it's difficult to start a ethanol car if you run it on straight ethanol. Cold weather makes it difficult to start it.
No. That's all political BS.
All right.
You know, it's the compression. If you're going to go 100% ethanol, ethanol loves compression. Compression is squashing like 9 inches into 1 inch. That's what the prison engines do now. But ethanol loves 12, 13, or 14 inches into 1 inch.
Wow.
It loves that. You bring it up to there, you watch the gas mileage go out of sight. It's unbelievable.
Okay, I'll try to find E85 then on the mainland.
Oh, they have it all over. Just get on the computer and go log on to E85.
Okay. I think your son couldn't find any straight ethanol.
There's none in America. It's illegal.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Because of what you said about it won't start in cold weather, and they brought that all out. So, okay, we got to add gasoline. But then the oil companies changed the wording from gasoline, 15% gasoline, to petroleum.
Oh.
When they change it to petroleum, that means you can use anything from motor oil to diesel. And it kills the ethanol.
Thanks a lot, George. Aloha.
You're welcome. Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Ron from Honolulu.
Hi, Ron.
Hey, Bob. I mean, George, how you doing?
Okay.
Good. You know, if there's any consolation for Rolling Bob there, I know we got defeated. I did vote for our guys, especially including Iona, who I spoke to last week when you had him on. But remember that the Republicans regained control of the Senate, and the Democrats pretty much got shellacked.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a big tsunami wave going over there. So we'll see what Obama does in response to this Republican sweep.
Well, you see, the people on the mainland, they're getting fed up.
Yeah, okay? I agree.
And the people in Hawaii, I don't see them getting fed up.
I almost have no comment because I couldn't agree with you more. Is it also true that it seemed that, I don't know, am I going crazy? It seems that some of the voters vote for the same people who they complain about, or they're complaining about them.
Hey, exactly.
It's just unbelievable.
It's insane.
It's like masochistic.
It's insane. Insane is voting for the same person again, hoping for a different result.
Exactly. And you know, I have to tell you, I feel bad that, you know, there are guys lost over here. Well, I shouldn't say lost, you know, because they can run again. Duke Iona, this is the second time he ran. I hope he runs a third time. I would think that they still have a lot of energy, like Charles DeJew. They, as far as I'm concerned, they certainly don't look like quitters, and I know they're not quitters.
He's a good man.
Yeah, you know, they both are. And I got to tell you, you know, I feel good. I know we lost, but in a way, they got the required six. They got more than six seats to take the Senate. Thank goodness that Joe Biden wasn't in a position to break that tie. Oh, you know what he would have done. Wow. Well, okay, I'll let you move on to other callers, because I know you got other callers. I just wanted to put my input in there. So Rolling Bob, he shouldn't feel too – well, I know he feels bad because the Hawaii people lost. We shouldn't have lost, but, you know, we'll see what kind of voters – voters have to be informed.
Well,
and they have to stop listening.
You know what the big problem is? The news media.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to take sides.
Well, they do. The Star Bulletin, what was it, 2-3 days in a row, Mark Takai was right there plastered on the front.
Yeah, that's wrong.
No, you know what I mean. You saw that yourself,
yep,
right? And
that's
the unions.
Wrong.
I belong to four unions. I just got to get this off my chest. I belong to four unions. I know that I told you and Duke Iona the other day. They always, it seemed that they were side toward Democrats and not Republicans. I think it's unfair when union people pay their dues and we have no say as to where our dues go. It's true, right?
Yep. Yep.
it's almost comical. You have to laugh about it to keep from crying, man. I don't know.
Well, I just feel sorry for them.
Huh?
I feel sorry for everybody.
Yeah, well, it's a temporary setback. I wouldn't consider it a crushing, irreversible defeat. At least we can come back, you know, and come back from this. Look at the Republicans regain the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
Anything can happen if that happened, you know. So
mm-hmm.
We may get a Republican president, or we may get Hillary. Oh my goodness!
Oh boy, forget it.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Okay, George, take care and have a great day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye bye.
Aloha. Okay. Who's next?
We have John from downtown.
Hi, John.
How you been, George?
Okay.
Hey, like the guy was saying, it's too bad that we got to send this bumpkin, this simpleton, you know, Takai, to Washington. That guy has no class. He's just you know, the commercial that they ran with, he said, can I carry his family's cooler down to the beach? I mean, whoever thought of something as stupid as that? that's the kind of mentality that this guy has, I think. And, you know, it's sorry day for Hawaii. But, you know, one thing I'm kind of upset about is everybody, I mean, they make the election on a Tuesday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Give all the state and federal workers off to go vote. And all these other private sector guys, they got to take time off. So a lot of them don't go vote, especially if you're making minimum wage.
Yep.
And you get 2-3 jobs to go to.
Mm-hmm.
See, you go and think about voting, no way. But that's how this place is. It's ridiculous. Okay, take care, man.
Okay, thank you. Okay, break time.
Back, you're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuili'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again. Before we get to the calls, I just wanted to add this in. Folks, I've been noticing more and more people are speeding. Slow down. The highways in Hawaii was not made for that speed. If you look at the on-ramps, off-ramps, and all that, it is not like on the mainland. The mainland off-ramps and on-ramps were built by engineers. Okay, and designed by engineers. Hawaii's highways was designed by the military. What they know about high speed? You ever saw military cars going 100 miles an hour? Mm-mm. Slow down. Number one is the highways was not designed for the speed. I see people speeding 60, 70 miles an hour down H1 in a 45-mile zone. Slow down. And HPD, if you're listening, please get out there and tag them. Okay? They need to slow down. Another thing is, majority of you don't know what the speed limit is on your tire. Tires have a speed limit. They're all speed rated. Majority of the tires are rated at only 85 miles an hour. The closer you get to 85 miles an hour, the less you have control of the vehicle. Okay? When you go past the speed rating of the tire distorts and your car will lose control. So please, I don't want you damaging my car. So slow down. Okay? Okay, who do we have on the line now?
Okay, you have Steve from Kailua.
Hi, Steve. Hello.
Hey, George.
Hi.
How's it? Yeah, the state needs more people like me and you, but we'll keep trying. Sooner or later, we win. But anyway, you know, you talked about automatic trans. Because the manual trans has oil, too, and when that should be changed and stuff.
On the manual transmissions, I would use the Royal Purple manual transmission oil, or yeah, or the AMSOIL manual transmission oil, both of them. Okay, the old days on the Muncie and the T10 and the Ford top loaders, all those transmissions, they use 90 weight. I don't recommend 90 weight. I recommend draining that out and using that Royal Purple manual transmission gear oil or the AMSOIL manual transmission gear oil. And you watch how smooth and easy it is to shift it. Much easier.
Okay, good to know. I was wondering if AMSOIL had something too.
Yeah, they're both. Royal
Purple got. Yeah, okay, good. And then maybe someday you can make one list of the most expensive classic cars and then tell us after the commercial, so you cry more.
The most expensive classic car that I heard of that got sold was a Mustang. A 65 fastback Mustang made by Carroll Shelby, brand new, was in the warehouse. Got auctioned off at Barrett Jackson for $6.5 million. For a Mustang.
Crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah.
But now, I just got word that now he's got an offer $10 million for that car.
Oh.
Holy.
You don't drive it, huh?
No, I don't think so.
Make a showroom in your house.
Wow. What a car. It's like a famous painting, you know, like the Mona Lisa.
Right.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. Well, all right. I guess that's all I got to say. So,
okay.
Take care.
Aloha. Take care.
Oh,
aloha.
Wait.
What's up?
Oh, the parts came in for my dad's car because I know he's a Democrat and he's kind of impatient.
Okay.
Yeah, the parts came in.
Not yet.
Okay, I'll let him know.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye. Aloha. Okay, who's next?
Okay, we have Kavika from Kaneohe.
Hi, Kavika.
Hey, George. I always try to make lemonade out of lemon. So I'm trying to look at the positive on what happened on this last election. And this is my point. It's always good to stand out. Sometimes it's not. When the entire nation goes one way and our little state out here goes completely opposite, that's standing out, but it's also make it. And I think I'm hoping that people will see that, oh my goodness, how are we so off from the rest of the nation? Maybe we got to start paying attention more. That's the positive I'm trying to bleed out of this situation, George.
Well, you know, Kavika, let me tell you this. You know, if the news media said Deju and Takai was dead even.
Yeah.
How come in the first read-off it was a runaway?
Yeah, that's small kind, funny kind, bro.
Yeah, and how come the news media on the first readout says Iggy won.
That's so wrong.
How come?
So wrong. I'll be frank with you. The Star Advertiser, I wish we had the Star Bulletin back because there was some balance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, okay, my friend. Keep doing a great job, George.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Don't call 2 minutes before we're closing. Okay? So, anyway, if you have any questions about your car, maintenance, whatever, we cover everything. No shame. Okay? But what I see on a lot of cars, and what I mean by that is it, when I walk through Alamoana parking, Alamoana shopping center parking lot, I feel the cars. 99% of them don't have wax. Good thing as well that wasn't a horse. Maki already. You know, you need to wax your car, folks. Save money. Save the paint. Wax it. Okay? And slow down. Don't mind speeding so much. But check the motor oil. And the reason motor oil goes down is the low octane gasoline. The pistons are rattling in the cylinders, passing the oil through out the exhaust. So you don't see any oil leak, but the oil goes down. Okay? That is the first sign your engine is knocking. So, check the oil level. Okay? Especially if you drive down the freeway. Check your oil level. And you notice I said speeding down the freeway. Because all of you are speeding down the freeway. Okay? Go check the speed rating on your tire so you have peace of mind if that tire is safe for you and your family. And most of all, for me driving down alongside of you. Okay? You should flush your brake fluid every year, or at least every 2 years. Because the brake fluid gets moisture in it, and it weakens the brake fluid. When you flush the brake fluid, use a DOT 4. I know it recommends 3, but use 4. It's safer. There is no replacement for the words safe. Okay? Safety check and reconstruction permits, I keep saying to you, you need to call your politicians, get rid of it. Number one, the money does not go to the state or the city from the $20 you pay. And $20, you got to be joking if that's going to check your whole vehicle. No. If you had a company and the flat rate was $75 an hour, how are you going to do $20 and check the whole car for 1 hour? It doesn't happen. So if it's not being done right, it's not being enforced, then get rid of it. Put the people that are doing the program of safety check into weights and measures. Something that will help the people. Check the scales, check the pumps, check the octane, check everything. Because the gas pumps, I can tell you now, is not accurate. It's not being checked. It's not being calibrated. So you've been ripped off. Yeah, you want to save 20 cents by running regular. But you know what? That pump is ripping you off 20 cents per gallon. Go check it out. Folks, you got to wake up. You just cannot go with the tide. If you have a new car, I recommend highly to use the electronic rust-proofing device that Harvey Maeda has in Kauai. Harvey has that fantastic rust-proofing device and Royal Purple, that good Royal Purple with a metal protector in it. and also ethanol. Give Harvey a call at 651-2813, 651-2813. If you miss the phone numbers or whatever on the show, you can always go to my website, www.georgenita.com, and go to the archives, and you can re-listen the show and get the phone numbers and all of that. Okay? You can also call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554 and get the electronic rust proofing device and the good oil and ethanol. Okay? So, it's break time.
Right back. You're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Giddy up, 409.
For I knew there would be a time.
Giddy up, 409.
When I would buy a brand new 409. Giddy up, giddy up, 409.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and lines open, folks. You can give us a call at 808-296-5467, 808-296-5467. A lot of people have gone to Vegas this past week and the week before because of the SEMA show, where they bring out all the new speed parts and stuff like that. And you know, folks, Las Vegas never had any auto racing years ago. Think about it. It's so simple to do the state government. Just look and follow Vegas. Not in the gambling spot, but in the auto racing. The activities that Vegas has, all you have to do is follow that. Simple. Vegas do everything for money. Okay? So, anyway, who's on the line?
We have Gary from Honolulu.
Hi, Gary.
Yes, George. I have a question. I don't know if you would like to answer it or not, or if you know about it, but I have a BMW.
Mm-hmm.
And I took it into the dealer to have it fixed for some problems it was having. And it did some things on it, charged me some big bucks.
Why did you go to the dealer?
That actually wasn't me. More my son's car. He doesn't know, so he just brought it to the dealer.
Well, then you gotta expect a big bill.
I'm trying to find. Do you know of any other auto repair shop that's good in?
Hello.
I know
my son.
Oh, your son does that.
He drives a BMW. Hello.
Okay.
I recommend, you know, not to go to the dealer because you're going to pay.
Yeah, I know they charge you in Almond Lake.
And they don't have a certified mechanic.
And I don't mind if they charge Almond Lake if I'm going to fix it, but you can't even fix it. That's the problem.
What was the problem?
Well, we had a lot of problems. You know, this computer, I'm not a computer fixing guy now, but they said all these problems came about.
You know, the problem come out on those cars is because of bad oil and bad gas. The car requires 92 octane.
Okay, that wouldn't be the problem in this car, because I know he was using that.
There is no 92 octane in Hawaii.
Oh, what is the premium?
The premium is labeled 92, but it's 87 or 88 for Shell. Shell is your highest. The rest is not even close to that.
How come they can label it like that?
They can label it like that. And you got to listen. And people listening, listen up. Your state politicians allowed the oil companies to lower the octane, okay? Your politicians are not protecting your backside. They're stabbing you in the back.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, but you allow it. You put them right back into office.
Not me. I didn't move.
You know, and the people, until they wake up, they'll be taken to the cleaners.
Yeah.
I was told by a lot of friends of mine on the mainland, and they told me Hawaii is a politician's paradise. Not a tourist paradise. It's a politician's paradise. Because you can screw the people over, and they love you. Yep.
Well, you know, that shows in that there's even that one representative that...
You know, how can they say to the oil companies, go ahead and lower the octane?
Yeah.
That's wrong.
Hmm.
I told them, put the right number on the pump. And they told me no.
Hmm.
The politicians told me that.
No, I didn't know that.
The what you see on the pump is not what you're getting. Not only that, but even the amount that you're getting and you're paying for, you're not getting that.
Mm.
They catch you coming and going. It's sad. It's a good thing my cars all run 100% ethanol. I don't buy gasoline.
Ah.
So poor thing, yeah? The people buy gas.
Hey, you mentioned that the dealer didn't have a certified BMW repair guy or something?
They all left.
Oh. How come they left?
It's because the economy is bad, okay?
Yeah.
And the dealers cannot afford to pay their top mechanics 8 hours a day.
Mm.
So they pay them by the job they do. And if one day you're only making $10 or $15, forget it.
I wasn't aware of that either.
It's the economy. And, you know, these politicians, that's why I'm really upset with the people of Hawaii. These politicians have no clue in their head on how to make money.
Mm.
You know, did anybody ask Ige and any of them how you plan to make money? No.
No.
You just, they tell you, oh, I'm going to make more money and all that. And
spend more of your money, but...
Did anybody ask how?
Yeah, nobody asked where you will get the money from, right?
Right.
And everybody knows they will raise the taxes.
I told Duke and everybody this. You guys all in office, but you guys never ever brought business in.
Yeah.
When business come, you chase them away. Yeah. Every state in America, when you go in with a new business to open up, the politicians always ask, how can we help you? Hawaii's politicians say, no, you gotta do this, you gotta do that. No, you cannot do that, you cannot do this. So they leave.
Unless they ask them, how can you help me, huh? When they give money to you.
That's right. The politicians in Hawaii is the other way around.
Yeah.
They want you to help them.
Yeah.
There was a guy that came and was wanting to open, reopen the racetrack down at the feedlot.
Mm.
And he approached Linda Lingle.
Yeah.
And then the lingo gave him so much hassles, he left. He said, forget it. And he called me and said, I don't know how you guys live in Hawaii. He cannot do it.
Oh, that's why we're known as the state that's toughest to do business in.
No, but they build high rises.
But that's because the former, the current governor was in favor of
it. He got paid off.
Yeah.
But all of those high rises in Kaka'ako is illegal, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They're not following the rules.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Okay, George, I appreciate your son.
Take it to my son. He can fix it for you.
He works with you as his own company.
He owns Nita's Auto Repair.
Oh, okay. Thanks, George.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay. So, anyway. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? So, a lot of people asked about that song that we have for Hawaiian Automotive 101, the 409. A 409 was an engine in the Chevrolets. It came out in 61 to 64, the Chevrolet Impala with the 409 and Bel Airs was a very, very, very famous engine, and the Beach Boys made that song, She's Real Fine, My 409. When I started this, my Hawaiian Automotive radio show way, way back, I remember this young boy telling me after the show, you know, you should change that song because it's old-fashioned and put new songs on. So I told him, boy, you pay for the show, I'll put anything on you want. If I'm paying for it, I put on what I want. So, was in the story. But it stayed. Okay? That's the song. It's a song of a Chevy car and the engine. The engine wasn't a real great engine. Made a lot of power, but short-lived. The design was real cuckoo. So, it wasn't a long-lived engine. Anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? If you have any questions or whatever. When you buy car insurance, auto insurance, folks, you got to shop around. And do you know that if you have your homeowner's policy with any of them, they are supposed to give you a discount on the car insurance? That's the way it's supposed to be. But anyway, go shop around and check. Okay? Well, they're telling me to get out of here. That's the song to leave. Anyway, I like to say mahalo to all of them, the people that called in, and all the people that try to make a difference in Hawaii. Take care of each other, and please slow down. And don't drink and drive. And we hope to see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.